What's up, all stars? This is Podcast Infinite, episode number 9. Alongside me is Ryan Walker. Oh, wait, I forgot he's not. It's just me and Pretty Boy Nooch today.
Oh, look at that.
Would you look at that? First time for everything, as the kids say these days. Just me and you, bro.
It is. We're going to have a good time.
A lot to talk about this week. Of course, that Gamescom all the way over in Germany last week. Lots and lots and lots of information about Sony and the PS4 and the PlayStation Vita. And, geez, just a lot to talk about. Last episode, me and you had predictions, so we'll go over those as well. Of course, what we're playing, what we've been watching in the past week. Nooch, you just put up a review on our website.
I did, Saints Row 4. It's
Saints Row 4?
I liked it.
You liked it a lot, and if this were the IGN scale, you'd call it a what? Great game, I think.
It's a great game.
It's a great game.
Give it an 8.5.
That's right. We do write blogs. I've been writing a bunch of stuff on our website, but you can catch some of our stuff on IGN, ign.com/blogs. For me, Kyle, it's /WXManKyle, and for Nooch, it's Nooch. 333, and Ryan, who's not with us because he's doing things for the podcast, to put it that way, his is ATR117. You can catch us on the Twitters as well. I'm at WXManKyle, Nooch333, and Ryan is at Under the Hood with 2 0s for the O's in Hood. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so Nooch, we'll start with you. What have you been playing, doing, whatever, in the past week? I wonder.
You might have been able to tell that I played some Saints Row 4. I beat it. I am sort of trying to work on the Platinum, even though that's, like, impossible. So I'll just work on that. In a couple of years, I'll get it. And then something we'll talk about later, but at the Gamescom conference, Sony announced that if you pre-order GTA 5 from the PSN store, you get 75% off any other Rockstar game. So I pre-ordered GTA 5 and I bought Red Dead Redemption and I started playing that because I'm one of the three people in the world that hasn't played that. So,
Hey Nooch, I did the exact same thing. I played Red Dead Redemption, but on Xbox before I had PlayStation 3. But I did not finish the game. I think we all know how it ends, but we won't say it here.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to do that again. I did the exact same thing you did. I pre-ordered GTA 5 on PSN and bought Red Dead for 75% off. But Nooch, there's a bigger thing going on here. Bigger thing going on here. And that is a huge incentive to buy GTA 5 digitally.
It's true.
I think we'll be seeing a lot more of this in the coming years.
Because, like, every game on PS4 is available digitally. And then, I don't know, 500 gigs, I assume. Maybe not right away, but there will probably be bigger hard drives later into the PS4 life cycle. And then, assuming we get a PS5 or whatever.
And how about, here's the thing, too. How about the... And I don't know why they're finally doing this, but Sony did confirm that they will actually update the store in a way that at least GTA 5 will unlock at midnight on Tuesday.
Midnight Pacific.
Pacific time, right. So it'll be 3 a.m. Eastern. And of course it's gonna take a long time to download, but it's a start. And I can only hope that really they're gonna have what Xbox currently has in place when the PS4 comes out, and that it's the store always updates on Tuesdays at midnight, local time. Typically, that would be like Eastern time, but who knows?
What I'd like for them to do is, I think they already have this in Europe, but is that you can preload it. I think like this is where all the problems came from with like GTA 5 soundtrack was leaked, but I'd like to have it be able to like pre-download before, so you can just get in and at midnight Pacific, you can just start playing it.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. We've already confirmed the technology that the PS4 will use with the whole DVR capabilities and stuff, and how you'll actually be able to purchase a game on the PlayStation Store, and it can be downloading essentially it's hours and hours and hours in the background, but you can actually jump right in and play. So just more incentives to buy a game digitally, which is kind of cool.
I don't know. I just hope it works.
Me too. And here's the other thing too, Nooch. We've all, including Ryan as well, he's probably the most vocal on this opinion, on this matter on the podcast. We've said before a few times that we're all still fans of going and getting the game, you know, actually physical copy and stuff. But you want to know something? When I pre-ordered GTA 5 the other night on PSN, I didn't even, like, bat an eye at that. Like, I didn't, like, I'm just, like, I just did it. I don't know about you, but I just did it, you know? I don't know.
Whenever I, like, spend anything on the PSN store, I'm always, like, hesitant. I'm like, do I really want to do this right now? And then, like, normally I'm just like, yeah, I do. Because it's like, I really want GTA 5 or I really want Red Dead or whatever. I don't know. When I was making the decision on whether to pre-order in a store or in digitally, like, it sort of crossed my mind, but it wasn't like I have to get this like copy of it because like I can see pictures of it and whatever, and I don't really care that I can like see it or like that I'd be able to see it in my collection. Like I can see it on the screen and all of that.
That's the thing too. I would agree with you on that too, Nooch. But I don't know. To start off something else. Are you playing anything else this week? Just basically Saints Row 4.
Pretty much. And yeah, I just started Red Dead, but not much other than that.
All right. For me, I was home this past week. I actually just got back into Kansas. What would it be? Friday night, which is technically Saturday morning at like 12:30. Currently, my PlayStation 3 is not even hooked up, so I've been just playing my Vita here and there for the past couple of days. But I played a bunch of Ni No Kuni, asking Nooch all about it all the time. I am two bosses away from getting the platinum Guacamelee, so now I'm one trophy away on Guacamelee. Hard mode is so hard. It's so hard. It's taking forever to beat it, but I will eventually get it. And almost done with Sly Cooper 2 on the Sly Cooper HD collection. I was playing that. Also, a lot of The Last of Us multiplayer early in the week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with a couple friends online. I was showing my brothers that too, and they were hopping in every other match with me. I do still like to play The Last of Us online, but I'm turning kind of into a trophy whore, and I can't get any more of the trophies online, so I'm like, okay, I'm kind of wasting my time, but at least I'm having fun. And so I was playing that. But yeah, that's basically what I've been playing. Oh, also on the plane, guess what I downloaded, Mr. Nooch?
What?
Rayman Origins on the PlayStation Vita, and boy, does it rock. So fun. Side-scrolling platforming games. Rayman's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. It always looked... I think Rayman Legends is coming out this...
Yes.
Whenever.
Sometime.
That... I think it was Legends that last E3 had that really awesome, like, rock stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that was so... Because Ubisoft knows how to do, like, a game demo. And that was such an awesome demo at E3 just to, like, show it off.
Well, and they showed it off, and it was, like, Eye of the Tiger or something. Like, basically the notes that you hit or all the collectibles you got was, like, yeah. Eye of the Tiger song. And there was another one, too. It was really cool. Yeah, Ubisoft knows what they're doing for sure. But, yeah, that's all I was playing. And this week I'll probably be playing some more Ni No Kuni. So get into that. Having some hard times with that, but you know that all too well, Nooch.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Gamescom. Boy, there was Gamescom last week.
Yeah, that happened.
Lead us off here, Nooch. We're going to break it down. How do you want to start this off? Let's start off with the biggest news, like the biggest news.
Okay.
The release date for the PlayStation.
Okay, well, the release date for the PS4 was announced for us here in the States. It was it's November 15th, which is a Friday, 2 weeks before Black Friday. And then in Europe, it's November 29th, which would be the U.S.'s Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving.
But the Europeans, you know, those British people. Yeah,
they don't celebrate it, so.
No, they don't.
And then they didn't say anything about Japan, but then Shuhei Yoshida at ESPN Twitter said that they're hosting a press conference. I think it was September 9th. And I think he kind of alluded to the fact that they're gonna announce it there.
You'd have to imagine that there's some sort of supply issue, but I don't really want to use the word issue for it, only because another thing that happened at Gamescom is that Sony confirmed that there's over 1 million pre-orders. So, of course, the two biggest markets are North America and Europe, and of course, Sony, it's just kind of like money in the bag for them
in Japan.
compared to Xbox. It's just the fact.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I feel like they kind of think like they have Japan already in the bag, so they're focusing more on the North America and Europe. And I don't know. I just saw this. I think it was a rumor, but I don't really know if it's true or not. But they said something like any pre-orders after July wouldn't be able to be like given to them on release date. So that could be bad.
That's the thing, too. I don't know how they're going to hash that all out between Amazon and Walmart and all that stuff.
Like, I think Amazon, they just got PS4 pre-orders back in. And I know Xbox One is, like, out. They're sold out on Amazon. And I think PS4 is almost sold out. And I don't know. 1 million pre-orders is a lot. So we'll just see how that kind of works out.
Damon Hatfield from IGN, I was watching the post-show analysis with him and Greg Miller after Gamescom. And he said something that really just kind of – it hit it home for me, really. And this is what he said. So the PlayStation 4 is coming out November 15th, right, in the States and in Canada. And Mexico. They have already sold over 1 million copies.
Yeah.
The Vita has yet to sell 1 million copies. It's insane. It's insane to even wrap your head around. I listened to Beyond this past week too, and I love the newest edition at Agent Bizzle on Twitter. Brian Altano, the Italian meatball, whatever you want to call him. He's on there and he just says, he's just like, this Black Friday is going to be the most bloodiest, nastiest, like Black Friday ever between all of the new technology coming out. And there's rumors, too, that the new iPhones are going to start coming out in like September and October. Like, this holiday season is going to be insane. It's going to be absolutely insane.
And like what would happen if I sincerely doubt this happens, but what would happen if they launched on the same date, the PS4 and Xbox One? Like, the bloody, like, physically, the well, battles.
Like, literally.
Yeah, like, that would happen outside of those GameStops and those Best Buys and whatever. It's just, that's insane.
I will say, I pre-ordered mine the night of E3, like, after E3, on Amazon. So, I'll be in the comfort of my own home, just waiting all day, patiently for it.
Yeah, and it was weird. I pre-ordered mine early July, and they sent in a thing because I pre-ordered it with NAC, and they sent a thing. I don't remember if they said anything about PS4, but they said a thing with NAC that said it was launching on the 14th, which is I don't really understand.
Because the 15th, of course, is a Friday. And that's why literally 2 weeks to the day after the 15th is Black Friday. So that'd be weird because that would be a Thursday, the 14th.
Yeah, it wouldn't launch that day because they wouldn't, like, launch a game without the console that you can
– Yeah.
Or that you can play it on, but still.
I just can't believe – like, I'm just sitting here just thinking about this. Now we're finally talking about it on the show or whatever, Nooch, but it just blows my mind how – exciting. I don't know the word you want to use for it, that this fall holiday next year, like, we have a new platform that's launching, literally, like, in months, you know, from now. And it's just,
The weird thing for me is that at the start of the show, they were talking, or they were showing off the UI, just like the menus for the PS4, and for some reason, the UI is always what makes me, like, the most excited about a game.
Like exactly. Like, can you even imagine, okay, we get our PS4s, right? And you turn it on for the first time, and you're like, what's it going to be like? And we kind of saw a little bit about that, and it's just like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it's like, whoa, like, it's happening.
Like okay, like, so me, you, and Ryan are good friends, right? And we met through PSN, you know, PlayStation All-Stars, as everyone else knows. Just the social nature of what the user interface of PS4 and even Xbox One is going to be is super exciting. Super exciting because, you know, some weeks we talk more than others, like outside of the podcast, but it's just going to be so sweet to see you getting all your trophies, you know, like you just did in Saints Row 4, and seeing like what happened in them. You can maybe put some gameplay behind them. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying like being nosy, but to me, that's really cool. It's very social. It's a very social thing. Like, you know, Nooch got this, you know, and I got that, or Nooch downloaded Killzone Shadowfall, you know, that kind of a thing. It's just, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be really cool.
I don't know. I've always like how they announced at the February event when the PS4 was launched or was announced. One of the biggest things that I've like thought about is live streaming stuff and when people can come in and help. Like I've gotten there are times when I'm stuck in at like a part of a game and people or and I'm like. Like other people have played this and beaten this. I wish they could come in right now and help me because I'm like so stuck right now.
But right now, what you have to do is you have to boot up your laptop or your computer, try to find gameplay on YouTube, skip to it, whatever, or IGN. And again, hashtag first world problems, but I get what you're saying. I think every gamer does, you know, like,
yeah.
It's just be so easier, so much easier to do it. There's a second piece of information here that was announced at Gamescom that's very important. Actually, I predicted this spot on, including the price, and that was PlayStation Vita got a price drop to $200, $199.99. It wasn't just a Target and Walmart thing. It literally is happening and has happened. I own a Vita, so it stinks for me, but Nooch, you do not.
I do not own a Vita, and this could entice me to get one. Like I always never got one because it was like it's too expensive and it's like I don't know, I have my PS3 and I don't know, I wanted one for a long time, but I just never had the chance to get one.
And Christmas is coming, you know, and it's $200, not $250. Also, verified price cuts to be announced soon for memory cards, and if you want the big one, 32 gigs, it's like $100, you know? So those are being cut. It's just, there's going to be more Vitas in the wild, and I don't want to stroke our own egos here, Nooch, but at the same time, it was almost a no-brainer because of how Sony was saying the Vita is married to the PlayStation 4 even more than it is to the PlayStation 3. And so they want to get more in the homes. And I watched the exclusive interview on IGN between Colin Moriarty and Shuhei Yoshida. And at the very end, Colin asks him, is there going to be a bundle for the PlayStation Vita and the PlayStation 4? We're hearing rumors maybe a bundle with the two of them for $500 instead of $600. And Shuhei Yoshida's like, we can't announce anything yet, but let's put it this way. It's very easy to make up a bundle.
Yeah.
So a lot of people – I listened to a couple other podcasts that are PlayStation related, and a lot of people are saying, oh, losing $100 on a PlayStation Vita per Vita would be losing a lot of money. Is it worth getting those in the households? And to me, it's like, yeah, it's worth it.
and think of it, the attach rate for the Vita is something like 10.
Exactly.
At $40 a game, $40 a game, that's $400.
Exactly.
And if you're losing $100, you're still making $300.
We've said this on the podcast before, Nooch, and a lot of people who aren't into the games industry or students of the industry don't immediately understand this, but Nooch, how many PlayStation 3s do you have?
I have one.
I have one as well. How many games do you have?
A bunch.
Let's put it that way. A bunch.
Yeah.
So, like, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, they don't make their money on the hardware, on the PlayStation 3s, the Xbox 360s,
yeah, like
the Wii's.
They make sell it at a loss.
Exactly. To get it in the households because you have 20, 30, 40, whatever, how many games for that system, each at some point were somewhere between $20 and $60.
That's the main problem with the Wii U.
Mm-hmm,
like,
exactly.
The Wii U, they're already selling it at a loss, and they're like people were asking the, I forget his name, but the America Nintendo guy, and they're like, why hasn't the Wii U had a price cut? And they're like, we're already selling it at a loss, and we need software sales to go up. Yep. And just people aren't buying many games for the Wii U, and it's just like Mario and when Zelda comes out and all of those, and those are the only games that they'll buy, and like Smash Bros. But then, like, the rest of the games nobody cares about, and so they only buy a few games, so it doesn't, they don't make up for anything, and they don't make a profit.
It's a bad cycle right now, right? And that's what the PlayStation Vita was doing originally, but now there's a lot of games for the PlayStation Vita. I don't want to hear anymore that the Vita has no games, because it's not true. And a lot of the games on the Vita are ridiculously amazing. Awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. You know? So it's a good time to be a Vita owner, or if you don't own one, it's probably an even better time because you can pick it up for less money than I spent on it. And to go along with that, it's been confirmed that 180 games are in development for the PlayStation 4, and 33 are coming in the first year. Now, 15 new games were announced at Gamescom. Here's part of the list. Murasaki Baby, Rezogun, Rhyme, Everybody's Gone to Rapture, Velocity 2X, N++, Hotline Miami 2, a couple games for the Vita. Some of those will be on the Vita as well. Borderlands 2. I love how they just like skimmed over that, Nooch. Like, it's not a big
just,
thing.
It's just like, this is coming to the Vita, next thing.
Next thing.
And then they're like they announced Minecraft too. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they have the guys with the creeper heads come on stage, and then they're just like, yep, mm-hmm. Well, this is happening. Andrew House, come on stage.
It's happening. Next slide.
Yeah.
Fez for the PlayStation Vita as well. Gran Turismo 6 got a release date, which is December 6th. It was insane, Nooch. How long was the conference? Like an hour and 15 minutes?
It was rapid fire.
Another game that got announced that we don't really know what it is yet. It is for PlayStation 3, Little Big Planet Hub.
And yeah, the thing with that is that they go through the whole trailer, but it's just like, it's like a free-to-play game where there's like microtransactions, and it's like you just make your levels, and like there's a small story, but I don't really know. It's just like a small story with a bunch of pre-made levels, and then you pay for costumes and stuff, pay for other levels, I think, and you just kind of like make levels for your friends.
And kind of tying this all together, Nooch, we're just talking about software versus hardware and how the game companies make their money. Little Big Planet is doing it that same way, except for a microcosm of the big scenario for the games industry. And like a game like Little Big Planet Hub, which we don't really know what it is yet, but I think the name says it all. Like, it's like the definitive Little Big Planet experience.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to make all their money on costumes, on, you know, this and that. And, you know, it's going to be insane.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. I think,
because it's free to play, like you said, so they got to make money somehow. And it's obvious how they're going to make it.
As long as it's marketed well, which Sony seems to be getting better at marketing, after that, like, PlayStation All-Stars ad, like, after that with the whole Greatness Awaits thing, if it's marketed well, it could be like, hey, we have a free-to-play game. This game is for all ages, and, like, it's free, so just, like, go in and download it. Like, you don't have to, you don't have to pay for it. You don't have any kind of, like, before the game starts, you don't have to do anything. It's just, like, download it, see how it is, and then hopefully you love it and you keep playing and buy some stuff.
Yeah, and if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber right now, which you should be, but a lot of people that might listen to this podcast don't even own a PlayStation 3, but you might be getting a PlayStation 4. Like my youngest brother, Connor, he has an Xbox 360, so he doesn't have a PS3, but he's got the PS4 pre-ordered, so he's obviously not a PlayStation Plus member. But with that being said, being a PlayStation Plus member, like me, you, Nooch, and also Ryan R, there's a lot of demos that you can get for free just to check out how the game is. And speaking about PlayStation Plus, in September, AC3, for what it's worth, is free. So that'll be something to look forward to as well.
Yeah, and I don't know, they have like they have demos, and then they have free game trials where you just like get the whole game for an hour and just see how you like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually think I've ever used that, but it's a really cool idea where you just like get to play around and do whatever for a little while. Just see if you like it or not.
I did that for Batman Arkham City and actually earned a trophy. Like, the first trophy is, like, getting your bat suit or whatever, and I got it. So technically I'm 1% in Arkham City. That was, like, last summer. It was hilarious. It was really funny. Also, it was confirmed that over 1 million PlayStation 4s were pre-ordered. We kind of already said that, too. Now, the streaming service that we've known about until Gamescom has been Ustream, which is very secondary compared to something called Twitch TV. But Twitch TV is coming to the PlayStation 4. And so that's awesome.
Like, that was the thing that they announced at the, I think it was the Xbox reveal conference, where they're like, and we can stream with Twitch. And everyone's like, so does Xbox have an exclusive deal with Twitch? Is it not coming to the PS4? Because that would be a big blow against the PS4, because nobody, or a lot more people, use Twitch than Ustream. And this was just kind of like a relief, because like Ustream is a lot less popular than Twitch.
Exactly. It's taken a second seat for sure when it comes to streaming services to Twitch. Another thing too, while we're kind of talking about the PlayStation Vita, is they showed this thing with Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, where they were showing off remote play. Now, Shuhei Yoshida has said that is not the final software that they're using, but it looked pretty darn good. Like, it didn't hiccup or anything. To remote play a PlayStation 4 game on your Vita, and I'm not a big technology person, but for that remote play to work, and we don't know the ins and outs just yet. Some people do. I'm not a student of that, but it must be using your Wi-Fi or something, because there's no way the PlayStation 4 is computing AC4 on it, because it looked like PlayStation 4.
I don't know. I think
it was insane. It looked ridiculous.
I don't really know how that works. That's a really technical thing. How, like, right. And it kind of like is mind boggling how a game, especially think about like if Naughty Dog had The Last of Us at the PS3, what's Naughty Dog's final game for the PS4 going to look like? And it's just like is the Vita going to keep up with that? Just like how that looks, or something like that, and how everything keeps going. But I think it was actually Mark Cerny that said it's not hard to port a game to the Vita.
Right.
Just like a new control scheme. But it just seems like kind of weird that every game can look that good on the Vita.
It looked like anything we've seen from AC4, but on the Vita. It was insane. Because I'm an owner of Sly Cooper Thieves in Time, and that was a cross-buy between PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita. And I've played it on the Vita basically just to get the trophy list to pop, so I can get a double platinum. It looks good. It does not look like it looks like on my 46-inch TV. Not even close. I mean, there's a lot of texture, I don't know what you want to call it, degradation, I guess. Like it's obvious that they don't have the same power to work with.
Yeah.
So something else is happening with the Vita and PlayStation 4. It'll be interesting to see exactly what that is. Something's happening somewhere, and I think it's in the cloud and Wi-Fi and that kind of thing. So with the PlayStation Vita, they're claiming every non-motion controlled game, nearly all is what they said, will be available for remote play on your PlayStation Vita. Cool.
That, yeah, I think they're saying like they're hoping all publishers can do that.
Can jump on board with it as well, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, I hope it works, because that would be a huge reason to own the Vita, like being able to play AC4 on the go.
Right, exactly. And not only that, but remember the huge selling point for the Wii U when it first came out was you saw the kids sitting on the couch and like their mom or dad's like, hey, we want to watch TV. You guys stop playing your stupid video games. And so all of a sudden, they took it from being on TV to the Wii U pad. And so the parents turned on the TV and they're watching TV and the kids are still playing Mario or whatever on their pad seamlessly. That's what the Vita will be able to do day one.
That's yeah, kind that's of just insane.
Yeah. So
it's just like how it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool too. I'm looking down the list here as well, Nooch. Maybe we can kind of switch gears a little bit. 32 countries at launch for the PlayStation 4?
Yeah, they kind of said this along with the whole, like, others have changed their stance and their policies, but we have consistently, we've stayed the same. Mm-hmm. They kind of just said this as, like, kind of a blow against Microsoft. And I think afterwards, Shuhei Yoshida tweeted, he was like, 32 is greater than 13.
Wow, he took elementary school math.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I don't know, it's just like Shuhei can do that because he's Shuhei Yoshida. But, like, I don't know, they're just, like, so aggressive in their whole campaign.
I follow him on Twitter, and it's just really funny. It's just hilarious. Like, he's the man. Like if you look up the man in a dictionary, it's Shuhei Yoshida's face. It's hilarious. He's so funny. He's quirky. But he's businesslike too. Like, when Colin was asking him the harder questions, like, can we expect this or expect that? He's like, we can't announce that this time. So, like, he's not fooling around all the time, but it's just really funny. It's hilarious. And, we should see if we can get him on the show sometime. You know you've made it when that happens, so that would be really kind of cool.
You know you've made it when Shuhei Yoshida tweets back at you.
Yeah, and if you're not following him, even if you like Xbox better than PlayStation, do it. It's awesome. And he, like, tweets random people, too. He's got, like, a ton of followers. It's at YoSP on Twitter. It's funny. It's really funny. I think that about wraps it up for all of the Gamescom news. I don't know if we touched base on this, but 15 new games in total were shown at Gamescom, which is cool because, yeah, like, none of, like, we didn't think, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say we didn't think, because here we are predicting Naughty Dog's going to show a new game, at least I was, and then, like, Little Big Planet or whatever. Like, those are new games, but 15 new games I never would have thought would have been announced.
Yeah, and then everyone, like a lot of people on the internet were just like, wow, the PS4 sucks now because they have a lot of indie games, and it's like that's where everything's going. Like indie games are innovative, and they're just like small teams that are doing some kind of new idea instead of all this like first person shooter COD Battlefield thing that's like new, same thing every year that makes $1 billion.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, don't get us wrong. There's always a place for Assassin's Creed. There's always a place for COD or Battlefield. But the resurgence is in the indie games and the indie platform. Nooch, I can't remember. What was that? What won Game of the Year 2012 for IGN? I forgot what it's called.
Pretty sure a game called Journey.
Oh, Journey. That's right. Didn't it have a soundtrack that was up for a Grammy? And wasn't it made by like 5 people?
Yeah, it was just kind of a small game.
Mm-hmm. But had like stellar soundtrack and stellar graphics, and it almost made you cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good game. I have a little anecdote also about Journey. When I was home, my brothers, they were flipping through my PlayStation 3. Again, none of them, I've got 3 younger brothers, none of them own a PlayStation 3. All 3 of them own Xbox 360s. And so my brother Andrew, who out of all 4 of us, he doesn't play video games like at all. When the Xbox 360 first came out, he was all about Halo, but now he doesn't really play video games that much anyways. But anyways, so he's in my PlayStation 3, and he's flipping through all the games I have downloaded to my hard drive, like all the digital games, and he comes across Journey, and he's like, what the heck is this? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you can beat that game in just over an hour. And he's like, what? So he has no idea what indie games are or anything, and he's just like, what? I'm like, yeah, play it. Literally, you can beat it in just over an hour. So he plays it, and he's just like, at the end, he's just like, oh my God. Like, it's like he couldn't even explain, like, the experience or whatever. And I'm not just saying it because it's Journey, but here's a kid that never plays video games. And when he does, it's the first-person shooter variety almost exclusively, not even on the PlayStation 3. And he was moved and blown away by Journey. And whether you like indie games or not, those of you that are saying you don't like indie games, you're doing it wrong.
You probably haven't played them.
Exactly.
Or haven't played most of them, at least, because
exactly,
like, some of the best experiences, like Journey and stuff like that, come from indie games.
All the time.
Like, even though there is, like, the Saints Row or stuff like that, but it's, like, a lot of, and most of the market, or a lot of the market, is indie games.
Well, you want to know what's funny too, Nooch? I mean, we're not even just tooting the horn of the PlayStation 3. I mean, we can talk, sit here and talk all day about like the Unfinished Swan, how great those experiences are. But my cousin, he owns an Xbox 360, and he's been playing arguably one of the best games on XBLA, which of this past year, which is that State of Decay game, which is like a zombie RPG. And last time I checked, there's no real good zombie RPG out. Yet here's a game that's like constantly being in development, like they're going to keep on adding new features to it, and it's of the indie variety, and he's playing it, and not just him, but I mean Game Over Greggy and all of them, they're all like, all these people are just talking about State of Decay, and it's really good, and it's an indie game, and it's really good, you know.
Yeah, and
they're out there.
Yeah, it's just like so many good indie games are out there. It's,
what did I talk about a couple episodes ago? Guacamelee. I mean, it's just, it's insane. It's insane how many are out there and how good they are. And I don't know about you, Nooch, but not only is it the future, but I'm just really glad and happy to just sit back and see Sony welcoming indie developers and games like with wide open arms. And one of my professors in college once told me, he said, not just to me, but in a lecture, he said, why was Wayne Gretzky such a great hockey player? And we're like, what the heck does this have to do with the meteorology and the weather? Like, what are you getting at? And he's like, he was such a great hockey player, not because of, you know, how good he was at scoring goals or anything like that. He was a good hockey player because he skated to where the puck was going. Like, what he did without having the puck, you know? And that's the thing, like, Sony is obviously skating to where the puck is going. By embracing the indie games and stuff, there's only more and more and more and more indie developers popping up all over the place. And with one-off games like Guacamelee or Mutant Bob's Attack or Journey and Flower, you know, all of a sudden you're like, wow, this studio has a lot of talent and they make a lot of money on them and they just make more games. And it's good for everybody. So,
yeah, I don't know. It's just, indie games is where, or it's just where the industry is going. Mm-hmm. So,
I have yet to play an indie game that hasn't been fun. So,
yeah.
Nooch, let's go over our Gamescom predictions from last week and score what we did.
Okay.
We'll start with you.
Okay. So my first prediction was the Vita and the PS4 bundle at $500. So, this did not happen, unfortunately. It would have been really cool if this did happen, but I don't know.
Will it happen? Maybe, but it wasn't announced.
It wasn't announced, just the Vita price drop. I don't know. I just think that would be a really great way to get Vitas into households, because it's like, would I rather get an Xbox One with Kinect or two different consoles, PS4 and a Vita, for the same price?
Right. Exactly. I wonder. So what'd you give yourself on that? 0 points?
0 points.
Okay.
And you're number one.
Oh, okay, we're going to flip-flop. Okay.
Yeah.
One of the predictions I made, I'll just start by saying, I said Naughty Dog would reveal their newest game. That did not happen. 0 points.
Yeah. And my second prediction was that the Xbox One and the PS4 would both get release dates. The Xbox One is November 5th. PS4 is October 22nd. The Xbox One did not get a release date, so that's half of it. The PS4 did get a release date, but it was not October 22nd. I'm not sure if you want to score this as 0.25 or 0 points.
I would actually go with just 0.5. We'll just call it half and half. Because, I mean, the basic part of that, Nooch, was that PlayStation 4 gets a release date. Who really cares? You know?
Yeah.
Just go ahead. Half point, yeah, on that, I'd say.
Okay. 0.5.
My second one. Actually, I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you're all enjoying our live scoring of this. We actually do know who won, but regardless. Okay. My second one is, I said something along the lines of this. I said, a new Little Big Planet game will be announced, not by Media Molecule. It'll be named either Little Big Planet 3 or Little Big Planet Universe or something along those lines. Now, I did not no one knew that Little Big Planet Hub was coming, or really what it even is. I didn't say if it was a PS4, PS3 thing. So yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I think I'll
0.5. I'll go 0.5. I'll be a hard grader on myself.
I don't know. I was thinking you could get the full point because you kind of just said a new Little Big Planet game.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know. You didn't really specify the name, and you weren't like it's gonna be Little Big Planet 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, okay. I'd just give you the full point.
Okay.
My number three was that Little Big Planet 3 was announced or would be announced. That did not happen. If you want to, like, there was a new Little Big Planet game, so
you should get half a point for that. For
0.5
sure.
Points.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't Little Big Planet 3.
Yeah. I would go 0.5 for that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. My next one was that I actually prefaced it, but ended up working out regardless. I said, oh, you know, I saw some sales flyers going around for Target and had the PS Vita getting, you know, at $200, $199.99. I wonder if that's going to happen. You know what? Gamescom prediction. PlayStation Vita gets a price drop to $200, and that happened. So score a point for me.
So what are we at right now after three? I have one point.
I've got two.
You have two. I have one. Okay. My number four was that no new Naughty Dog game would be announced at the conference. I was just kind of thinking that it was like they'd be announced at the VGAs, and I don't know, The Last of Us had just come out, so it just kind of made sense, and they've announced most of their new games at the VGAs. So, and it did not get announced, so that's 1 point for me.
That's right. Now it's 2-2. All right, my fourth prediction was that the PlayStation 4 gets a release date, and that's all I said.
Yeah, so ambiguous, but you were right.
A point for Kyle. Yeah.
My fifth and final prediction was that Infamous Second Son would get a new trailer, and that trailer would announce a new power for Delson and the release date for the game. So there was a new trailer for it, and there was a new character and a new power announced, which is Fetch and the Neon power. But there was no release date, so half a point.
Yeah, you got half of that one,
so
right.
I'm at 2.5.
If you want to, you could go with 2/3 for that. I feel like you got more than half of that right. You know, you said a new trailer and new power and a release date. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
I don't know. Too many fractions.
Let's just
go half a point.
Just go like 5/4 of a point. Okay. And also, Nooch, just want to say this. For those of you listening at home, I wrote a whole bunch of stuff getting everyone caught up on Infamous Second Son, which you can find on our website, podcast, infinite.wordpress.com. It's got pictures. I linked the video to the new trailer on YouTube and wrote all about it. Even predicted what Fetch's actress is. And the thing is, they're keeping it in the family, I think. Literally.
Yeah, and so you predicted that actress would be Laura Bailey, who is the wife of
Travis Willingham.
And
who both got married, obviously, and the best man at the wedding was Troy Baker.
And I just figured out that in Saints Row 4, there are 7 different voices for a character. The male one voice is Troy Baker. The female one voice is Laura Bailey, and then the special one is Nolan North. So
can we just like switch lives for like a day? Any of you three? Any of you guys ever?
Every game ever.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Does Troy Baker have a kid? Do you think he plays like a little poor boy in Infamous Second Son? I mean. Oh boy.
Troy Baker's in. Okay, so let's what games is Troy Baker in this year? He's in
He was Joel.
He's the Joker in Arkham Origins.
Mhm.
He was I think he was Kenji in Persona 4.
Yep.
He was or for next year, he's Delson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look it up. He's in more games than that, I know.
And the funniest thing is, too, is, like, he's probably in games that you don't even realize, like Saints Row 4. Like, he's just, like, the regular voice.
And then,
so
like,
hilarious.
I don't know, like, Nolan North was in Batman Arkham, or wait, yeah, like, he was the Penguin in Batman Arkham City.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Baker was in Batman Arkham City.
You want to know something, too? It's a no-brainer, really, Nooch. I mean, Nolan North needs to get money for all the crazy activities that he does. I mean, he's constantly buying lunch for all the people over at Naughty Dog. So, I mean, he needs money for that. And Troy Baker needs money for all those scarves and haircut styles that he gets.
Let me – here, I want to see. So, Troy Baker, he was in God of War Ascension. He was in The Walking Dead Survival Instinct. He was in Bioshock Infinite. Injustice Gods Among Us.
Oh. Who do you play in that?
He played Sinestro, Nightwing, and Atlantean Soldier.
Hmm.
He was in Lego Batman the Movie. The Last of Us, Saints Row 4. Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Batman Arkham Origins, Metal Gear Solid 5,
oh my God,
and Infamous Second Son. He was also in Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Halo 4, Resident Evil 6, Guild Wars 2, Dead or Alive 5, Darksiders 2, Amazing Spider-Man. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
It's probably easier just to say what games he wasn't in.
Yeah.
At this point. By the way, he also knows how to play guitar. He also sings.
Yeah, he's got like a new album out.
He also, I don't know if he is a model, but he looks like a model. Yeah. Yeah, that's Troy Baker. It's insane. That's insane. Troy Baker, can we hang out, dude? Please. Maybe Ashley Johnson can join us too.
Can we be friends?
Can we just please be friends? It's so cool, too, because obviously, since he does a lot of voice work in video games, he's actually a gamer, too. Like, he plays all of those games, which is really cool. Yeah. Troy Baker, we've done a lot of talking about you here on the podcast. Can you join the podcast at some point? He is at Troy Baker VA on Twitter. Well, my last prediction was actually about the Xbox One, or the X-Bone, as the kids these days like to call it. I said that they would announce, of course, Microsoft did not have a press conference, but they had a bunch of press releases at basically midnight of Gamescom the first day, that they would say that there would be a new SKU or SKU of the Xbox One without a Kinect, and that would make the price in complete parity with the PlayStation 4, and it would be at $399.99. Now, not only did that not happen, but they actually confirmed that the Xbox One will never come without a Kinect. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know, they said that this wouldn't happen. They and Sony differ in this, that they're like, we need to have Kinect in all households so more people would make Kinect games.
Right.
Which makes sense. Sony's like, we're lowering the price so more people will buy the PS4 and then, like, people will buy the camera, like, if there are good games for it. So people can – or so developers can make whatever games they want, like, if, for the camera or not, and then people will go out and buy the camera.
And I realize both of those things you just said, Nooch, but I never put too much of a thought into it. That's actually a really, really interesting storyline for the first 2-3 years that the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One exist, to see how each of those completely contrasted, like, business models really pan out for both Microsoft and Sony.
Yeah, it's interesting. I kind of want to see – I don't know. I think the internet is saying how much, like, PS4 is better than Xbox One, but I kind of want to see what the actual sales numbers are. Like, because I can't tell if it's like if they're equal or if PS4 is actually outselling Xbox One like by double or something like that or what. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really know how much the price makes a difference to all those people.
Exactly. Like this is the argument everyone always has when you buy an Apple product, right? An iPhone or an iPad, or I just bought a MacBook Pro, which is what we're recording this podcast on back in June. And, you know, you're starting to talk about $700, $800, you know, for a laptop, $1,500. People are like, well, what's an extra $200 to get the next biggest gigabyte version? You know, I'm already spending thousands of dollars, whatever. Now, you're not spending thousands of dollars for the systems, but you're still spending $300, $400, $500. You know, so are people like, what's $400? What's $500 compared to $400?
Yeah, and I think, like, what Jack Tretton is always saying, like, he was actually there, like, he was being really humble and or just like this week he was saying that price doesn't define it, and I think he's right on. He's like, price doesn't make or break the sales. It's like, if you're $100 more, that doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna fail. Like, you're not gonna necessarily lose the war. It's based on software. And personally, I feel that PS4 is winning in software, but I don't know how the rest of the world feels about that, because not everyone cares about indie games. They only care about or like a lot of the gamers only care about COD and stuff like that, and Titanfall. That's a huge thing for Xbox.
Oh, we will discuss Titanfall in full force the next podcast we do with Ryan. We gotta wait for Ryan to discuss that one.
Yeah, I don't know, he differs from opinion on us, but I don't know, Titanfall looks awesome, and I really, since it's owned by EA, and I really hope they port it to the PS4, because that looks awesome.
Well, you want to know something too, Nooch? Let's think about this. Okay, so Microsoft has done the complete 180, as everyone's calling it, since E3. Now, they wouldn't have done any of that, any of the backtracking at all, if their pre-orders were just killing Sony's, or if they're reaching the forecasted pre-orders that they thought they would get. What is that number? I have no idea. You have no idea. Nobody has any idea. The only people that do are the higher-ups at Microsoft. With that being said, I don't think it's just your opinion, Nooch. I think that the PS4 has a bit of a leg up on the Xbox One, but will the Xbox One launch on November 5th when Call of Duty Ghosts launch? And if it does, it's a couple weeks before the PlayStation 4 launches. Will it matter? I guess it probably has to, you know, and people that are going to go buy it, the PlayStation 4 won't even be on the store shelves yet, you know? Yeah. So then there's the argument, well, will there be Xbox Ones on the shelves, you know, in that 2-week period before the PlayStation 4 comes out, if it were to come out on November 5th, because, you know, all of the supply is going to go to the pre-orders first. But I don't know. It's an interesting conversation to have. And I mean, that's for sure. So obviously, it was not going as well as Microsoft would have hoped for in June. Now, I don't know. We haven't heard anything. Have no idea.
I don't know. I think people have kind of already made their minds up on what they're buying. So, like, I think people that see COD, which is why I think it's going to be launching on November 5th, day and date with Ghosts, the Xbox One is. But, like, people see that and they're going to buy it for their Xbox 360, and they're going to be like, oh, the Xbox One is out right now. Like, they might not have $500 to spend with them, but I think that would entice them. Like, it's out. Why not play it on the Xbox One? Plus, they have that whole, like transfer your Xbox 360 stats to Xbox One. And I think they also announced that it was, you could transfer it from Xbox 360 to PS3, which is also really weird.
That is. And there's something along the lines of that, too. And even jumping to the next generation when it comes to Sony, Nooch, they said that, Shuhei Yoshida confirmed with that conversation with Colin, basically, basically that just because all the Sony studios are making PlayStation 4 games does not mean that they're not working on Vita and PlayStation 3 games. So my PlayStation 3 will be hooked up for a while. Of course, Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus is coming out in December, we think.
Dark Souls 2 comes out next March.
Yeah, so there's still some games, right?
Like, I don't know if they're gonna do anything that's like what I don't know what he means by that is, does that mean PS3 exclusive games like they wouldn't be on PS4? Does that mean that they would be PS3 and PS4?
Exactly. That's the thing too. And of course, with that conversation has to happen with a conversation with a game like Call of Duty, Ghost, like Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. What is the drop-off going to be between the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 3 versions of the game?
Yeah, and I think the main thing about that is Madden.
Yeah.
Madden and, like, FIFA and all that. Like, those are the main ones. Like, something like NBA 2K12 or something was still made for the PSP.
Yeah, and with Madden 2, Newt, the funniest thing is I was actually listening to GameScoop, which you all should listen to as well, on IGN, and they brought up the fact that when Madden came out, I don't remember the year, what it would have been called, I forget, but stay with me here. For the PlayStation 2 to the PlayStation 3, the PlayStation 3 version of that Madden game was actually the worst one because, like, they didn't even, like, they stripped it down so much just so that they could hit the release date for the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Because everyone at that day and age had a PlayStation 2. That the PS2 version was the superior of the two. Now, is that going to happen with AC4, Call of Duty Ghosts? I don't know. I'd have to say probably not. I think that they were developed – same thing with Watch Dogs. I think they were developed for the PlayStation 4 and for Xbox One. But we just don't know. We just don't know.
Yeah, I think what they were saying with that is that they're PS4 games from the ground up, or next gen, and then it's like ported to the PS3 or something like that, because they look amazing on the PS4 and Xbox One.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, obviously they're developed for the PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. What's the drop off going to be to current gen? And it's just like, we don't know. I don't know. No idea.
Yeah, I think, and even with like Titanfall, like, how is that going to look on the PS3 or the Xbox 360?
Right. Gosh, I think that's such a smart idea, though, to get that on the Xbox 360. It's going to sell like hotcakes to kids that already have the 360, which every kid in America has. So,
yeah.
Sighs. Nooch, anything else? We have some housekeeping stuff to address, a couple things. But anything else games wise? That was Gamescom. Very exciting time. And boy, if you're not a gamer right now, or you used to be, or you are, all the above, it's a really, really exciting time to either hop back in or strap on your seatbelt as we head into the fall and into the holiday season and the years to come.
November is going to be so crazy.
Oh, we should say, Nooch, speaking of November, I don't know why I forgot about this, but it's because Ryan's not on the podcast this week. Boy, he's gonna have one heck of a time with that release date for the PlayStation 4.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. So really, I think regardless of when the PlayStation 4 was going to come out, he was gonna be screwed anyway. But
yeah,
Watch Dogs and Killzone almost come out on the same day.
Yeah, is Killzone to play in 4 days and then jeez. I don't know.
It's
not Watch Dogs then Killzone, because he would have like Watch Dogs is going to take forever.
Yeah,
Jeez game.
Yeah, it's a huge open world game, and again, it has 100 plus hours written all over it easily to just soak in and play. You sure as heck bet that I'm going to screw with you guys in that game and hack you. It's going to be fun.
It's going to go offline.
We do have a note from at Under the Hood himself to pass along, Ryan Walker. His review for Splinter Cell Blacklist, he's actually finishing it up right now. That's why he couldn't record the podcast with us. And it will be up very soon. So you can look for that. It's getting great scores. I cannot tell you what he is grading it, because I actually looked at the draft like in our depths of our website, and he didn't even have the score on there yet. But based on his review, it's going to be reviewed pretty well. So go pick it up if you haven't already.
That'll be up by the time we post this. Yeah. So just check it out.
I've got three news/opinion editorials coming in the next couple of days. You'll see that on our website as well. Again, podcastinfinite.wordpress.com. Nooch, you literally just posted your Saints Row 4 review.
Yeah, just a couple of hours ago.
Everyone go check that out. So you can always send us an email, podcastinfinite@gmail.com. No emails this week. Of course, share the podcast with your family and friends and whoever wants to listen. We try to keep it conversational. Last week's podcast, the first 15 minutes, were about what pizza places are best and Chicago pizza. So we try to keep it conversational for sure. Nooch, you have something to pass along when it comes to writers and stuff like that for the website that we've all discussed. And we haven't said this to Rashad yet, but
I think, okay, yeah. So
a little vision change for Podcast Infinite at the moment.
Yeah. So right now we've kind of been growing like too quickly. Right. Like we're all thinking like, cause I think we all visit IGN and we're like, we're going to be like that someday. And I just think that's unrealistic right now. Like maybe in a couple of years that could happen, but like it's not like practical right now. So I think like we were just trying to be too big for what we are.
Well, we were trying to be proactive, you know, like we know it's going to get busy. We know our schedules, even outside of the podcast, because we do this on our own time, are going to get even more crazy with school and just everything happening. So we wanted, we just need more teams and more writers, but unfortunately, that's not realistic at this point.
Yeah, so I think, like, what we were doing, we were just, like, looking for other people to be part of this, but I think, like, for us, for Yumi and Ryan, and we all just wanted to do this just because we love talking about games and we love playing them and everything like that, and so I think what we wanted to do was just, like, we're not gonna have anyone else join unless they really want to, but for now, we're not going to have anyone else join the team. And I think, like, we said we were going to post every Sunday, but that's not, like it was tough getting this together.
Mm-hmm. Very, just very, us very two. Tough. Without saying the details, it was actually very tough even just recording this with me and you, you know?
Yeah. So I think, like, I don't think we're going to be able to post every week, so we'll kind of just hopefully maybe every other week, mm-hmm. just kind of whenever.
And the thing is, too, with that, what Nooch was saying is it's going to be kind of hard, especially as we go into the coming weeks and months, to get the podcast, the show you're listening to right now, out every single week. When crazy stuff happens, you can bet that we will record, you know? But, like you said, it might be every other week at best, like twice a month or something. But that's not to say we might not do other things, like maybe a one-man podcast. I mean, we can each record kind of something like that, just talking about stuff. We're talking maybe about getting a YouTube channel, each of us personally, so maybe like a video blog, a vlog, you know, something like that for a week. There will be other stuff. Of course, we're always, always, always going to continue to and really exponentially do is post on our website. So you can always find stuff on there. But right now, like Nooch, like me and you were saying, off the air, as it were, we got to even figure out, like we kind of just said about Ryan, how we're going to get these big AAA games reviewed in a timely manner. I mean, that Watch Dogs review, because I know we've talked about this personally before, but Ryan's probably going to take the Killzone one over the Watch Dogs one. I mean, that might be a collaborative effort, but again, you're reviewing Knack in that time, and I'm reviewing Assassin's Creed 4 in that time. And it's just, we've got a lot to discuss coming up in the months to come, but we're going to keep you all abreast for sure.
Yeah. The other thing about that is that we were all like, we have to review every AAA game.
Right.
And I don't think, like, I think what we are, we're mainly a PlayStation.
Right.
Like podcast and just like website. And like we don't have a domain yet.
We're not having an iTunes yet.
Yeah. So we aren't, and we're only given a couple months in.
Right.
But, like, we can't, especially with a new console and all those games coming out, we can't review everything.
Yeah, it's just the thing is, too, Nooch, I haven't even brought this up yet, but I've got, for example, next month, I've got two games coming out on the same day in Killzone Mercenary and Puppeteer. And honestly, Puppeteer might be another one that we just don't review. I don't know. But there's going to be games along the way that we pass up. For example, I didn't even know, like, if you realize this, Nooch, but there was a game that literally just came out this past Tuesday called XCOM Declassified. And yeah, like we didn't pick that up. You know, Payday 2, we didn't pick that up. So there are games that
for the time being
they're going to have to just I don't know how
and,
to put it.
And also I think what we were doing, we're kind of like, I think as well, we were kind of just like, we have to get these reviews out as fast as we can. Mm-hmm. Obviously we're going to try to get them out as soon as possible. We're not going to do that like immediately. We're not going to have it like I'm going to get a game, play through it in a day, and then have the review up the next day. That's just not going
to
happen.
It's not fair to us. It's not fair to you guys, because that has Rush written all over it.
Yeah, it's like you're not playing the game organically. You're not like doing all the side missions and having as much fun with it. You're just being like, I have to play through this game, learn everything about it, and review it.
And remember, a lot more games are becoming more social, especially on the PS4. So it's not just, let's play the campaign or let's play multiplayer. There's like going to be numerous multiplayer modes, and we'd be remiss if we didn't play at least some of them, you know, and get the full experience.
Yeah,
that's what a review
exactly.
of the game is. And that's what Ryan's dealing with right now, even with a game like Splinter Cell Blacklist. He had to play all the modes, you know, because we're just not going to review the game if we don't. How can you review something without looking at it, you know?
Yeah, how can you say your opinion on a game if you don't have the whole everything from it?
Right, you wouldn't want to go to your doctor's office, you know, and have your doctor only check part of you out and be like, oh, here's medicine you need to take. You know, like, it just doesn't work that
way,
you know? So you want to play the whole experience, get the whole experience in. And now, Nooch, like, for example, if Saints Row 4 came out a month later than it did, you probably wouldn't have had that review up nearly as quick as you did, you know?
Yeah,
because it's summer, you know, and you have a lot more time, so.
Yeah, like plus, I don't know, I think, like, GTA 5 comes out, and it's like we all still want to play games for fun with, like, that aren't reviews, so.
Right.
Like, I might write a review on a game that I really liked, or I really just kind of had a lot of thoughts on that I kind of wanted to share, but.
Kind of like our spur-of-the-moment ones, like Guacamelee and Ni No Kuni.
Yeah. So we're, like, just kind of writing reviews when we can in our free time. Yeah. Like, because we just do this all in our free time.
And why do we do it? Because it's really fun, and we just love talking about games, which is awesome. I mean, it's really, really cool. So I hope none of you guys are really put off by that, Rashad, especially you. But at this stage in the game, we just got too overambitious quickly. And whenever we get up on iTunes, really, we're just still waiting on album artwork. We're going to get even bigger that much faster, and it's just going to be – it's just like – we got to kind of try to slow it down before it does get out of our control, which will happen at some point in the near future, especially as the new consoles come up. And just one more note, too, just so you guys know, like, if you haven't already read between the lines, we don't get review copies of the games. Like, we don't even have debug units.
Yeah.
So, like, we have to wait until we can actually physically get a hand on the game. And even like we said with GTA 5, Nooch, I'm reviewing it, but you're playing it too, but neither of us will even be able to play it, really, I mean, realistically, until like 5 or 6 a.m. our time, and I'm not even going to play it at that time in the morning. Like,
yeah,
I'm
not going to be
up and doing it. So, you know, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. But anything else, Nooch? Anything else?
I don't know.
What are you up to this week?
Life.
Back to the grind.
Yeah, just normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
More.
Summer's over. It's hot as hell in Kansas right now, man.
Yeah, it's like 95 where I am.
Summer's over, but at the same time, like, it's like back in a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Kansas State kicks off their season on Friday. Almost like a high school Friday night game under the lights. They're playing Friday night, so I'm actually going to go to that game. That'll be exciting with friends and stuff like that. Yeah, so Nooch, football season's back. School's back for a lot of people. Time's flying by, and with mid-November being the release date for the PlayStation 4, that's September, October, November, 3 months away. 3 months. That's it.
Yeah, I think I counted today. I'm pretty sure it was like 82 days until the release.
Oh, my gosh.
In North America, at least.
What's going to be crazy for me is trying to envision how I'm going to put my PlayStation 4. I've got like a bookshelf kind of thing that my PS3 is resting on near my TV. And how I'm going to get my PlayStation 4 connected to my TV as well without moving too much stuff around, because I'm going to have them both connected via HDMI at the same time, but I just don't want to move that much stuff around. So until I actually get it in my hands, I don't think I'll exactly know the setup, but I don't really feel like tearing up my setup right now, so I don't know how it's going to work, but that will be interesting. Are you going to hook up your PS4 to the same TV your PS3 is up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have any general ideas how that's going to go?
I have sort of an idea. I have, like,
I mean, I'll have, like, Rune for it, but, like, I don't feel like
on I don't know. Everything. I have my PS3 set up on, like, I have kind of, like, a shelf thing, and then I have a PS3 on the bottom, mm-hmm. on the ground under it, and then I have a bunch of game guides, and then a Wii, and then all my games.
Yeah. Now, when I pick up the Wii U, probably next spring, I have no idea how I'm going to hook all that stuff up. I'll still have HDMI ports, but the problem is not stacking consoles on top of each other and games on top of other games. And it'll just be fun. But Ryan should be back on the podcast next week. We're not guaranteeing we'll be able to record next week, but if something breaks or something happens, we will record, but the next podcast we're on, hopefully Ryan will be able to join us. He's actually going back to school as well, so he's getting busy too. Nooch, anything else? I hope you guys all have a good week and stay cool. Really, the eastern two-thirds of the country going to be hot, hot, hot.
Yeah.
For the next week plus into September. So, yeah, that's your weather forecast from your local meteorologist. Yeah, gonna be hot.
Let's do it.
All right, so thank you for joining us this week, guys. Get out there, do some good things, All-Stars, and play some video games. We will we'll catch you next week, and if we're feeling spunky, we might put some bloopers at the end of this one. So if you hear bloopers after we're done talking, have fun with those. As always, you can find stuff on our website, podcastinfinite.wordpress.com. Email us, podcastinfinite@gmail.com. I'm Kyle. He's Nooch. Have a great week. P.I.
P.I.
Can you guys hear that?
What is that? Come on, guys. Best podcast yet. Best podcast yet.
I get better.
Actually, by the way, I'm leaving on Friday.
You are?
Yeah, so.
Where are you guys headed to? Energy
places,
yeah.
Maybe possibly I might possibly be going where IGN is located.
Ooh, you're going to San Fran?
I am.
You heard that they closed on the first Friday, didn't you?
Are you, dude? You should try to tour it, Nooch. Yeah, the two pretty boys could be in the same room.
But he's mine, Nooch. You can't.
Okay, do you guys want to play anything? I mean, I'll play something for a little bit. It's after one. I don't know.
I do not care.
Ryan, how about you?
I don't care.
You guys want to play some All-Stars quick? I'll start my Vita.
I don't care.
Okay, do you guys think that was a good podcast?
I don't care.
I think I could do better.
Best podcast ever.
Like I said, Kyle, I get better every week.
Hey, Nooch.
I don't care.
Nooch needs to joke more. He should have said that a lot in the podcast. That might have been. Just don't care.